is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to Boomer Radio. Thanks for listening. Almost 3 years of this, Mary Pat, going strong.
Can't believe it.
Our guest on this segment is Darren Andrews. He is the clinic director at PAI Medical. You probably have heard of it as WeGrowHairIndy.com. Welcome to the show, Darren.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, Paul Poteet is my co-host on the Boomer TV show, and I cannot tell you, I mean, the man's already handsome, clearly, but it was so witnessing his hair go from kind of sparse in the front to just this gorgeous full wave has been remarkable. And it's all thanks to you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's been a lot of fun. Paul originally came to us for his son, Graham, and we have two separate businesses here. We have Transitions of Indiana and we have PAI Medical Group. So between the two companies, we have every available hair restoration option. In Paul's case, we did what I also had done, what we call the multi-unit hair grafting hair transplant. So Paul had it done about 6 or 7 months ago, and he's about three-quarters of the way along that growing process, so he's doing great.
So you mentioned the it's a trademark, the multi-unit hair grafting procedure, and that's the specific thing that Paul had. What exactly is that? I mean, you can sort of picture it by what it's called, but what do you do?
Yep. Well, it's a technology we licensed from Canada. So the main difference with this technology compared to most other hair transplants, firstly for the layperson, is it looks completely natural. It's genetically permanent hair that we take from the back of the scalp. It's an outpatient procedure done here at the Pyramid Buildings on the northwest side of Indy. 4 to 5 hour procedure. So you take that genetically permanent hair from the back, you move it to the top, and it maintains that permanency. Now, the benefit of this multi-unit approach as well is that we can do up to 3 times more hair and get more density in a single procedure. So what Paul had done in one transplant with other approaches, other hair transplant types, would typically take 2 or 3 transplants. So it's less downtime, less cost, easier for the patient.
That's cool. What made you guys settle in Indy? Because, I mean, we're grateful that you're here.
Well, you know, obviously I'm not from Indy, but I've been involved for about 14
what?
Years. I'm from New Zealand.
Australia, yeah, from, Australian, right? Where in Australia?
New Zealand.
Okay. New Zealand. A Kiwi. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. Kiwi. Yep. So from down south. So, you know, the transitions part of our business has been going for about 22 years.
And okay.
When I came along about 12 or 13 years ago, the drive was to add a hair transplant element to that. And so the search started really initially around Indiana looking for the best quality technology. That search led us outside Indiana and ultimately outside the U.S. And, you know, we already had a pretty well-established business with Transitions, which was focusing on non-surgical solutions. And it just made sense to add the surgical element. And we've added other types of hair transplant options to that over the years as well. But that multi-unit hair grafting is still a real core of what we do, and we attract people from all over the country for
that. Yeah, kind of sets the bar really high. So you have a sophisticated medical robot technology as well. So tell me about that.
We do. Yeah, robots. So robots have been a great addition to the business. So it's a different type of transplant technology, Julie, where we're taking the follicles from the back of the scalp in a different way. So what Paul had done, we harvested a little strip of topical skin from the back of the scalp, pulled the area back together, dissected the follicles from that little strip of skin into specific groupings, transplanted them to the top. Now, that technique is good for areas where you want a lot of density, a lot of coverage in a single transplant. The robot, however, does it in a different way. We're not taking a strip of skin from the back. We're going in and we're extracting follicles individually, one follicle at a time. And the benefit to the patient is that you can wear your hair very, very short. So you can basically shave it down in the back, and there's no evidence of where it was taken the hair from.
Oh, cool.
So we're one of 2 places in the country to offer both the multi-unit hair grafting and the Artis robotic FUE option. So it's really cool technology.
So, you know, a patient will come in, and you'll do like a consultation, and you kind of walk them through what's available, and then together you make the decision that best suits the, I don't know, it's patient, what you use, or customer, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how that works?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how it works. Yeah, I mean, it's not a one-size-fits-all. So hair transplant and hair restoration in general is about a global approach. So even when somebody comes in and they're best suited to a hair transplant, we also got to talk to them about keeping the hair that's not transplanted. So the transplanted hair is genetically permanent, but the hair that's already up there in the area that you're already losing it, you've got to do something to keep that as well. So Now, you take that global approach, and then you have some people who don't need a hair transplant. So we offer hair loss prevention solutions, which are FDA-approved and medically proven solutions like laser hair therapy and platelet-rich plasma, where we're using stem cells. But again, it's tailored very much to what the patient needs, and we do that initial evaluation to determine what's best for the patient.
And I saw some pictures of that, I believe what I saw on your WeGrowHairIndy.com, some of the, where it was the light, that you use the light.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of
for the hair thinning.
Laser
remember.
To prevent the hair from thinning. Yeah, that looks remarkable, but it must work. The pictures show that it works.
It does.
The befores and afters.
That's a scenario where it's really cool, and it's very popular with ladies. So ladies have a different hair loss pattern to guys, and obviously, hair loss is a very sensitive issue, and even more so socially, there's a different expectation for a lady with her hair than a guy. You know, it's easier for a guy to shave his head, obviously, than it is for a lady. So laser hair therapy is an FDA-approved, cool, low-level light that actually promotes blood supply back to the base of a hair follicle.
Okay.
So think of it this way. If you've got a lot of follicles, but the follicles aren't producing as many hairs as they should, or the hair is thinning or it's damaged, laser is a perfect option in that scenario, and it's an easy treatment, a couple of times a week, sitting under a cool laser. Not a hot laser, it's a cool laser.
Yes, good.
and there's no downtime. So
no downtime.
It's a great treatment.
So let's talk about the ladies for a moment. So if there's a lady and she decides she's interested in the laser hair therapy, is there a certain amount of sessions that typically works? Is everybody different?
Yeah. If everybody's a little bit different. It depends on the amount of loss that you've got, the stage you're at, the type of hair loss. And we have a specific specialist female consultant in here that deals with a lady. So it's anything from 4 to 12 months of treatment where you're coming in once to twice a week. Now, we can tailor programs, like some people go away for the winter, so we can give you things you can do at home. There are at-home devices you can use. Now, that period of time, it has to be a minimum generally of 2 to 3 months treatment because of the fact that a hair follicle takes that long to get out of a resting phase.
Yeah, that's right.
So you need that period of time to have treatment to get the follicle back to where it needs to be. So 4 months is usually a minimum.
Got it. That makes good sense too. Well, I can't get over just when you go to the website, the befores and afters just really tell the story, and you can just see the faces that there's restored confidence, and just self-esteem, and you look at the smiles, and it makes people feel better.
Yeah, it really does. One of the things that I most enjoy, and I've been through it myself, I've had the hair transplant done, is you see someone walk in, they come in for the initial consultation, and no one's going to go jump off a bridge if they don't get their hair back. But look, if you have your druthers, you'd rather have your hair. So when you see somebody go through the procedure, we have a follow-up process. We actually guarantee the hair to grow with the hair transplant with a multi-unit approach. Okay. You see them at 4 months, they've got about 50% growth. Maybe they've lost weight, they dress differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. And then you see them at 12 months, and it's pretty amazing. And you're right, we chronicle a lot of that at the WeGrowHairIndy.com site with videos. And Paul is a fun example where he's got his own VIP page, and we've done videos the whole way through the process to sort of educate people on what happens right from the day of the procedure.
He's such a ham. He loves a camera.
Well, I think he loves his hair, too, now.
Well, all of it.
He keeps walking into a room with his head, bent down, so you can see it right away.
He's funny. And I'm like, I'm not sure I like this new Paul Poteet, because, you look younger than me. I don't know. I don't know if that's okay. Anyway, he's fun. He's been a lot of fun going through this process, and, we see him about every week, so we've kind of gone through it with him. So the website, WeGrowHairIndy.com, there's over 100 reviews. There are some questions that you answer on there. And here's a simple one. Does the process, any of these process, does it hurt?
There's no pain during the hair transplant. The technology has advanced so much now. Back in the old days, they used to hurt. And because today, obviously, the technology has got better. So it's less invasive. Mm-hmm. We have physicians and medical teams that specialize 100% in what we do. They've done thousands of hair transplants. It's all we do. It's a medical procedure. It's like going to the dentist and having dental work. The first few days afterwards, do you have to manage those couple of days? Yeah. But if you look on the website, we have a top five questions, it's called, and there's 600 comments on there from different patients. And it's, it's a 3 or 4 out of 10, 4 at the worst, and that can be managed. And, you know, again, it's a medical procedure, but it's very easy to go through. And compared to the stress that hair loss causes, a lot of guys, you know, going through the procedure is a pretty easy mm-hmm. thing. But we're there, and we hold hands the whole way through.
Yeah. You know, the results look so natural. And, you know, Paul just went right back to work, and he's on TV, so that's a big deal to him, you know, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he kind of...
Yeah, Paul was... Paul was back on TV 7 days afterwards, and you know, we used a little bit of camouflaging products and to mask a little bit of the residual impact of the transplant. He still had a few little tiny crusts or scabs up there, but for those guys that don't have the ability to take a week off, there are ways that we can mask the area that's been transplanted. But by the same token, you know, if you have the ability to plan around what you've got coming up immediately post-transplant, then we encourage guys to do that. And we talk them through that when we actually look at the scheduling part of the process. So,
we're speaking with
that's important too.
Darren Andrews. He's the clinic director at PAI Medical. You can get information at wegrowhairindy.com. How do we schedule a consultation for those of our listeners who might be interested?
Yeah, so when you call in at 888-724-5129, we're in here 6 days a week. It's a free private consultation. So when you call in, we'll work with what works with your schedule, bring you in. Takes about an hour. We'll do a microscopic analysis where we take a microscope, look in detail what's going on with the follicles on the top and the back of the scalp, and step you through all the options and look at what's best for you, whether it's surgical, non-surgical. We do it all. So it's a private process.
The 888 number one more time, 888.
888-724-5129.
5129. 724-5129. Yep. Perfect. All right. Darren, thank you for your time. It's been informative.
My pleasure.
I've loved actually seeing the process on a friend. So it's been very cool. I know you help a lot of
people. I appreciate it.
With their confidence and so
thank
many
you.
Things. All righty. Well, we'll have you back sometime.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
We'll have more Boomer Radio right after this. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Starting to feel a little bit like December, isn't it? Because it is. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate that. Julie Patterson along with Mary Pat McKee.
Good afternoon.
And let's take a minute and talk about Westport Homes. They've been a big sponsor for all things Boomer, the magazine, the radio show, and the TV show. And I know that since we've been airing on WFYI at 9 o'clock in the mornings on Sundays, that's tomorrow, we've got a pretty cool show headed your way that even features a decorating segment in a Westport home, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We were up at Westfield, Indiana, at one of their homes up in that area, Shelfield, I want to say.
I'll look it up.
And anyway, we decorated for Christmas.
Oh, cool. Decorated the house for the holidays?
No. Let me back up. We decorated the dining room table with all kinds of really cool stuff. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, watch the segment tomorrow morning and you'll see. But,
I'm looking here. It's not Woods at Trader's Point. Westwood Landing?
I believe so.
And Westwood Landing. Okay.
We were in the SH.
That's Whitestown.
No, yeah, you're right.
So then I've got...
It's not Whitestown.
Well, I've got one that's sort of Noblesville-ish, and that is called Sheffield Park.
That's it.
That's in Westfield.
That's the one.
Okay, I'm going to go
that's
there to Sheffield Park. So tell me about the table. What did it look like?
Beautiful.
Oh, I bet it was gorgeous. Did Kern Palmer come and do it, or...?
Well, no, we had a gal that is just specializes in decorating tables and things like that. I don't know. I shouldn't say. But she knew what she was doing, I can tell you that much.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
But
I bet it was
festive. And you know, the Westport homes are so beautiful. I mean, goodness. Just everything's well done. The flooring, the cabinets, the drapery. I mean, I know that's all designer stuff, but it's still, it's
staging
very, very
and
well
such.
Done.
Well, it is. I like that, you know, you start from scratch. These beautiful homes. Here's what it says a little bit about Sheffield Park. It's a beautiful, family-friendly community in award-winning Westfield. And Westfield has grown so much just in the last couple years.
Yeah.
Very cool with Grant Park and all the restaurants and breweries and things. They have both the ranch and two-story floor plans.
Yep.
And you know what we've also heard a lot about from our friends at Westport is towards the end of the year, there's some inventory.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean... the
houses
home.
They've built.
Yeah, they've already built them sort of like the show home, so you can see the models, the floor plans.
Right.
And now they're at a place where, hey, we'll sell these if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
So they have inventory on all of their properties, not just here in Westfield. So if you're interested, you're like, you know what, I'm done. I'm out of this old house, or I want to downsize, or I want to go into a ranch, or whatever the circumstances in your life are, they've got inventories that you can check out at their different communities.
Well, and you know something that really attracted to me, because you know I'm a cheapskate, their pricing.
Right.
We were in one of the two stories. Well, we did the mortgage segment in one of the two stories, and that one was in Whitestown.
So a mortgage segment for the TV show, talking about how to finance.
Yeah, how to finance, mm-hmm. how to know what to look for when you're dealing with a mortgage broker and all that kind of good
right.
stuff. So good information. But I want to talk about the house.
Oh, sure.
But, so anyway, well, because my youngest daughter would love to have a bigger home.
Oh.
And anyway, I was just shocked. All the amenities and beautiful things, and we're talking in the 200s.
Yeah, and the choices, like even just 230, the low 200s, many
yeah.
of these.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you do get a lot of space, over 2,000 square feet in most of them. And
well, they got the 3-4 bedrooms. They've got an office to the side if you want. They've got
sunrooms,
dining room. Yeah.
Huge islands,
yeah,
big exactly. closets,
yeah.
higher sinks.
All the things we want when we grow up, right?
We've spent a little bit. Yes, when we grow up, we want all of these things. Are you listening? So anyway, we're always grateful to Westport Homes and the support that they bring to Boomer Magazine, television, and radio. So on the show tomorrow, we're going to see this cool decorated holiday table.
Yep.
In a
yep.
beautiful Westport home. What else is on the show tomorrow, Mary Pat?
Well, you know who we had on a couple of weeks ago, and I know, oh, please help me how you say it, Chris Kendall Mark.
Here we go. The okay. German Market in
yes,
Carmel. This is
yes.
the second annual event. It's the Chris Kendall Markt, if you're German.
She does not sprechen Sie Deutsch.
No, I don't. My two sons do. So think Angela Merkel and then go Markt. Anyway, so Chris Kendall Markt, you can go. Ice skating there. They have these
yeah.
90-minute sessions you can sign up for. Very reasonable.
They set up a German village, basically. It's so cool. I mean, even if you don't go and buy anything, just go check it out because it's really cool.
And there's no price tag. You don't have to
That's
buy a
I mean.
Ticket to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
definitely worth just going up and checking it out. But we have somebody else on tomorrow morning that you are good friends with. You shared a cover of a magazine.
Is this a Terry Stacy segment?
It's Terry Stacy.
That sweet girl. Love that sweet girl.
You know, she is one of the nicest people I think I've ever met.
And you know what? It's so genuine. From
yeah.
her the top of her head to the tip of her toe,
yeah.
she is sweet and precious and kind and all the things
yeah.
that we strive to be and never will be.
Oh, you speak
yeah,
for yourself.
Great. She is great.
Well, and then the other thing, we had to get security clearance for this.
What? Something with drones? What?
No, Lucas Oil Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
We're going behind the scenes.
Oh.
We go behind the scenes.
Who reports on that one? Who's doing that one?
Do Glenn
remember?
Bill. Glenn
oh,
Bill.
Glenn Bill does that
yeah,
one.
You know, he's
okay.
an old high school coach. Or no, he's not. Well, I probably said that
he's
wrong.
He's a great guy. He does
used to be
great
a high
reporting.
School coach. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We shouldn't say he's old. But anyway, so he was very excited to do the segment, and it turned out great. So, yes, Lucas
okay.
Oil Stadium.
We're going to go behind the scenes of Lucas Oil Stadium because yeah. there are scenes behind. Do we go into the locker room at all? Do we get to do that?
No.
Don't remember?
No.
Oh, darn it.
No.
That's okay. That's
They're
okay.
They're kind of sweaty and smelly in there, so
no,
we didn't want to
are
go.
They?
No, I'm kidding.
How would you know? You haven't been. We don't. These things we want to know. No, it's
Now you got your German accent.
Oh, well. So it sounds like it's going to be a good show, and your hosts will be there, as usual, Paul and myself.
Yes, Paul and you.
And is there anything cooking? Are we going to cook something on tomorrow's show?
No, but next show, a couple weeks or
In
so,
a couple weeks.
Heather's back. She's making all
Very
kinds
good.
Of goodies, and it's great.
Okay.
So.
We've got a new magazine available in Kroger.
Yep. It's been out for about a month.
Yep.
It came out November 1st. And I think we might, I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but we have Fletcher Place,
mm-hmm.
excuse me.
Fletcher Place.
Which we've also had on the radio, but mm-hmm. it is a great organization that really helps out the community. And the feature story is about different organizations in Indianapolis that do. You know, we've been to Gleaners, we went to Second Helpings, mm-hmm. went to several not-for-profit organizations, and you know who most volunteers were?
Who?
50-plus.
Oh.
Because we got time.
Yeah.
You know, so if somebody's looking for something to do that's rewarding, because a lot of the people we spoke with, they said how, you know, this really is rewarding because they feel like they're on the front lines of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So check them out. Check out the article in the main page.
We've got Wesley Young in here. He's a senior solutions consultant, and he talks in the magazine. This time he's got an article about helping people who need help paying for assisted living care, you know. And he has some good advice in there. Recipes are where I go. I love the recipes. There's one for a Brussels sprout salad this time, which I love my Brussels sprouts. I do. They're good for you. They're tasty.
One I want to point out is the Sister Cities article.
Oh, yeah.
We did an article actually with just the one Sister Cities, Cologne, Germany. I found out through our TV segment, International Marketplace, that we have 9 sister cities. I thought we just had Cologne. So anyway, it tells you quite a bit about what we do, why we do it, you know, why there is a sister city. And it's very interesting. And the idea of exchanging cultures and learning from each other. You know, we learn from them, they learn from us. It's a beautiful thing. So
now these sister cities, are they all in Germany or they're in different parts of the world?
They're Taiwan, they're in England, they're in China. I don't remember all of them, but India, we have one in India too. I'm trying to think through, but yeah, there's quite a few, and I guess they're trying to do even more. Mayor Hogsett actually appointed a gentleman to be in charge of the sister cities, and we had him on the International Marketplace segment, and boy, very informative, knew all kinds of things. So if you're ever interested in getting involved in something like that.
I like the cross culture of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's,
that's how we're going to maintain being able to be global. Mm-hmm. If we don't know what the rest of the world's doing. So.
Yeah, it's important to keep up.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So the magazine is available at Kroger.
Yeah. Pick one up. Libraries, hospitals, all over the place.
And then, you know, the radio show right here on Freedom 95. We do have some interesting evolutions coming in January you'll be hearing about soon.
Oh, would you be talking about Indie Boomer?
An evolution.
Yes.
So stand by for that. That's supposed to be kind of a tease. But
it could be a revolution.
It could be that too. Jeremy's like, what are you doing? Well, we'll tell you. We'll tell you soon. You'll be one of the first to know. So thank you for listening to Boomer Radio. We appreciate your support each and every weekend. We'll be back next week with some fun guests that we think are fun guests. It's always informative, always interesting. And we thank you again for listening. So enjoy Life in a Nutshell. We'll see you next week.
It's time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
Arriving in my mailbox today was the spring edition of the Hamacher-Schlemmer gift catalog, packed with previously advertised items that they still can't unload, which I have probably made fun of in past segments, along with some brand new items that I'm about to skewer. On the cover is what Hamacher-Schlemmer calls a hypnotic jellyfish aquarium. It contains 2 synthetic jellyfish that provide, quote, mesmerizing ambiance, end of quote. Really? Jellyfish use their tentacles to capture prey, emitting deadly toxins in a very painful sting. Maybe mesmerizing ambiance was leftover copy from last year's big flop, the Teddy Bear Aquarium. Inside the cover is the customary introductory letter from their current chairman, John MacArthur, welcoming you to his world of unique and unusual products. In the past, I chided him for opening remarks that were poorly expressed. Although Mr. MacArthur does not have a gift for writing, he makes up for it with about 200 gifts in other areas, like inside the catalog. In his letter, Mr. MacArthur reveals his favorite items. The mosquito-zapping light bulb on page 10 and the flameless candle lighter on page 55. But those nifty products are not on those pages. If Hamacher-Schlemmer can't get their stuff on the right page, how in 2 weeks can they deliver your stuff on the right doorstep? Now, speaking of mosquito-zapping light bulbs, what really bugs me is Hamacher-Schlemmer's obsession with these insects. In this latest catalog, there are 7 items specifically for the purpose of avoiding mosquito bites, an understandable concern. But do we really need the natural attractant mosquito trap, $195? The hooded zip-up mosquito jacket, $39. The solar mosquito zapper, $99. The mosquito decimator, $299. The mosquito zapping light bulb, $29.95. And finally, the mosquito defeating sports chair, $79. Now, this last one portrays an attractive couple sitting next to each other in their respective chairs, enclosed head-to-toe in netting. Now, Hamacher apparently got this sexy marketing idea from Cialis commercials. It's not nearly as romantic as side-by-side outdoor bathtubs, but it does make a lot more sense than 2 outdoor bathtubs. On a positive note, wearing protection always sets a good example. Ants are also a concern for the folks at Hamacher Schlemmer. Now, for the dog that has everything, they offer the anti-ant moated bowl, which was designed to stop the invasions of kibble-craving ants. The bowl has a moat surrounding the food. You just add water. Now, since ants can't swim, they will instead head for the sugar bowl or the Fruit Loops. Exactly what you were hoping for, right? Of course, at $59.95, it's a huge waste of money. From the time you put your dog's food in the bowl until the time he's inhaled the last morsel is usually less than 60 seconds. Even if ants had cell phones, they couldn't spread the word that fast. Also offered in this season's lineup is the suction-powered sinus decongester, which removes congestion by pulling a saline rinse from its upper tank in through your nostril and then out the other. It's really the perfect gift for a person with breathing problems, and it could also be used to drown ants.
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolsey. Email Dick at wolsey@aol.com or visit him on Facebook.